I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. Find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind Coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Hope everybody's doing great. Happy Passover, happy Easter, happy good week for everybody. Hope everybody's been having a great week and making progress towards your goals and personal success, and that you expected to do that. Which brings us to the topic of today's podcast, is expectations. And want to read a quote by William Gilroy. It's, "Our reality is what we believe to be true. What we believe to be true is what we perceive. What we perceive is what we expect. What we expect is what we know. What we know is what we believe to be true. And what we believe to be true is our reality." So expectations lay a foundation in the creation of our reality. This goes back to quantum physics. Have you ever seen What the Bleep? And there's different types of expectations. There's an expectation of setting up too high of an expectation if you're in sports or something to that nature, and then not achieving it and looking at the difference of what you didn't get accomplished and feeling bad about it. Generally, I like to look at expectations as intentions also, because energy flows where attention goes and results show. So if you expect something, if you intend, this is expect out of yourself, not expect out of other people. Again, you can only control yourself. So if you expect somebody to do something, that is not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about what you expect of yourself to hold yourself accountable to achieving whatever goals you set out. If you expect to achieve them, you're going to create the actions and the mindset to achieve them if you intend to achieve them. So at some point you can use intention and expectations here, but one of the keys is that what you expect to accomplish, most of the time you will. So if you expect not to do well, and this is at an underlying limiting belief, if you expect not to do well, but, oh, I'll give it a try anyway, well, the intention there is not really to do anything, it's to give it a try. And we know that trying sometimes works and sometimes doesn't, but if you expect to get results, and that might be a better way of framing this as opposed to expecting to get 100% success, expect to get results, which means that you are going to put in an effort, and everything you do, you will get a result. It may not be the result that you want, but you will get a result. So setting up your expectations to align with the results that you want will help reinforce that, yes, I am creating my reality. And expectations are a huge part of it. If you wake up in the morning and expect yourself to be happy, and then look for the times that you're happy, you'll keep reinforcing that. Again, energy flows where attention goes and results show. If, however, you expect to be cranky today because you stubbed your toe, you're going to be cranky because you're going to find all those reasons why to be. Expectations are huge, and again, we have to be careful with how we set them up so that we don't project them on external events that are out of our control. And I think that's where, when people talk about expectations, they can get themselves into kind of a tight situation, because really, even in athletic performance, if you expect to perform a certain way, well, you can't control the weather environment, you can't control who you're playing against, there's a lot of stuff. But so if you expect to score touchdowns or home runs or whatever else it is, there's a lot of stuff out of your control. But if you can expect to play at the top of your game and perform correctly, then you will. And this is what I'm talking about, is that type of an expectation out of how you are going to walk through life today. What are you going to expect of yourself? And not necessarily what you're going to expect out of other people, because you cannot control other people, you cannot control the environment, you can only control what you how you respond to it or what the actions you take. And if you expect a lot out of yourself, you will get a lot out of yourself. And if you expect to get results every day, you will look for results every day. And the difference is that when you expect to achieve a certain level of success, many times that level of success, a lot of it is out of your control. If you're in sales, the customer may not be there. They may not have the budget. They may not be answering the phone. So there is that part of the expectation. But if you expect of yourself to make the best, I don't want to say effort, but to do the best performance you can by calling up the clients, by doing a great presentation, by addressing all the objections, if you do everything you can, then you can feel good about it. And then eventually when you hold yourself to these expectations, the results will start to show. The challenge with most people is we've been thinking a certain way and doing things for our entire life, and then we hear a podcast or read an article and go, oh, okay, I'll do this. And you do it for one or two times and go, oh, it doesn't work. Well, one, did you expect it to work? Because if you go in expecting something not to work, like I'll try, then you're going to get what you expect. But if you expect to get results, and here's the difference, trying to get results as opposed to success, we want to start taking baby steps with this. Eventually, you are going to move up to, I'm going to expect to get some specific results, but you have to build your mental strength and you have to build up your belief system for that. So when you look at doing something, getting something accomplished, whether it's sales, whether it's working out, whether it's asking somebody out for a date, whether it's cooking a meal, whatever it is, set your expectation up to get results. Then when you perform that task, look at the results you got and say, hey, what I expected I got. Great. Now when you do it the next time, say, I'm going to expect different results. I'm going to expect more positive results that are moving me closer. And you start noticing those. And then pretty soon you do this on a regular basis. You're going to be able to say, I expect to accomplish X, Y, and Z. And you may not get X, Y, and Z, but you probably will get 90% of it. And that's pretty good. When you expect and then acknowledge how far you got to what you want, that's where the mental strength and that's where success comes in, because most people expect to get something, they don't get it, and they think they fell short. And that's why they don't like to expect and they don't like to set intentions and they don't like to... But in reality, if you expect something and set it out there and take action for it, you are getting results. And the key here is to expect to get results, acknowledge the results first, then move into a higher level of expectation, as opposed to expecting results, then expect results that are getting me closer to this goal, and then getting having expectations that I am going to achieve this goal, and keep acknowledging the progress that you made. Again, energy flows where attention goes and results show. So if your intention or expectation is to get a certain level of success, and I'm using success, personal success in any area of your life, and you achieve, let's just say, half of that, well, that's, you acknowledge the energy flows where attention goes. You give attention to what you have done, and more results will follow it. So there is a specific formula here where you set your expectations to get results, you acknowledge the results, you're going to get more results. You set the expectations to get results that are getting you closer to that goal. You acknowledge those results, you're getting closer to it. As you keep setting the expectations or intentions, and you keep taking action, the key here is taking action, and you acknowledge the results that you're getting, and then acknowledge how they're getting closer, how they are helping you get closer to that goal, and you keep doing that cycle over and over and over again. Soon you will have reprogrammed your mind so that what you set up for an expectation, you are going to get very close, if not achieving that expectation. And that is the secret for personal success, is part of it, right? All these podcasts add up to your belief system, taking action and expecting great results. You know, that's what it comes down to in life. If you and so all of these different podcasts and my blogs and my Warrior Quest workshops and my one-on-one coaching and all that is to build and support, to change your belief system, to change your belief structure so that you will set wonderful expectations, you will set great intentions, you will get results by taking inspired action, you will acknowledge those results that you get, and then you repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. And this is the way that you begin to program your mind. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program.